Bedford.
Thank you, Chris.
Good evening, everyone. It is 7:01, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Mellow Max. My radio show is highly recommended, full of music that I recommend highly. And behind me is Portofino 1 by Raymond Scott, a really neat early electronic music song from 1962, I believe. And I have a set of pretty much all songs from the 60s. And I'm gonna have it's a sort of tracing the career of the Beatles. So we're gonna start off in 1963, where they released two albums, and I'm gonna have one Beatles song. Oh, thank you. One Beatles song, then a couple other songs from 1963, then another Beatles song to cap the set, and then we'll move on to 1964 and do the same thing. A little bit of dialogue in between. So overall, sit back, relax, enjoy this trip to the 60s, and if you have any requests, you can call in. I do have I have 2 minutes left in my playlist, so feel free to give me recommendations. I mean, if I had planned this better, I would have grabbed vinyl records and done this all on vinyl, but what can you do? We're doing it digitally today. Enjoy.
One, two, three, five! Well, she was just 17, and you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond the man. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her stand there.
took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a
behind me, we have the Marquettes with Out of Limits to bring us into 1964. And one thing that I really want you to notice as we go through these 2 hours that I'll be here, just notice how the sound of the Beatles evolves, and, you know, the sound of the music around. Everything that isn't the Beatles is evolving too. The whole world's evolving. That last set was all from 1963. In 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Alcatraz closed in 1963. The U.S. Postal Service launches the zip code system during July of 1963. The Beatles released their first two albums, of course. Studebaker went out of business and ended production. Let's see, what else? The U.S. and the Soviet Union agreed to establish a hotline. What a year. I wasn't there. Maybe you were. Yeah, a whole bunch of goings-on. The Mariner 2 mission ended. The USSR put the first woman into space in 1963. And Beatlemania started its grip on the world. So coming up next, we're going to have a song by the Beatles, a couple other songs from 1964, another one from the Beatles, and then 1965. And yeah, so the Beatles released two albums in 1964 as well. Oh, let me tell you about what we just listened to before I'm telling you about the future. That last song was Hold Me Tight by the Beatles. Before that was The Martian Hop by the Randells, How Do You Do It by Jerry and the Pacemakers, Love Potion No. 9 by the Searchers, and we started off with I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. Coming up next, the Beatles!
Just look into my eyes, I'll be there to make you feel right. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight. Anytime at all, the sun has faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Call me tonight and I'll come to you.
She was just walking down the street singing. My door, then we kissed a little more.
words, she's my wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean it. Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
And with that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, bring us into 1965 with A Taste of Honey, which, you know, speaking of the Beatles, I always thought was a Beatles song. It turns out that theirs was a cover, too. So here we go. Before this, we had the Beatles with 8 Days a Week off of their 1964 album Beatles for Sale, Herman's Hermits with I'm Into Something Good, Manfred Mann, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy, and we started off that 1964 set with Anytime at All by the Beatles. Yeah, 1964, what happened? In local news, the Boston Strangler was captured. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was signed into law. In case you were wondering which year the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was signed into law, it was, in fact, 1964. Martin Luther King received the Nobel Peace Prize. Cassius Clay, the boxer, became Muhammad Ali. And the most powerful earthquake in U.S. history at a magnitude of 9.2 struck South Central Alaska. I don't think I've ever really been in an earthquake. I figure when I was in New Zealand, if it was going to happen, it would have happened then. It'll probably happen eventually. Definitely interested in seeing what that's like. But 9.4? 9.6? That's high. That's a 9.2. But that's a huge. Oh, this is fun. The cost of a gallon of gas was 30 cents in 1964. Wow. A ticket to the movies, $1.25. Average income per year, $6,000. Cost of a new car, $3,500. Average monthly rent, $115. And you could get a loaf of bread for 21 cents. How about that? And you could get a brand new house for $13,000. You couldn't even get half of a car for that now. 1965.
that she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm,
tell her no, no.
That Walter Wanderley's Summer Samba, So Nice, brings us into 1966. A little recap of 1965 for those of you that missed it. The Beatles released two albums that year. That last one was on the album Rubber Soul, Run for Your Life. Before that, The Zombies, Tell Her No. The Yardbirds with Heart Full of Soul, and yet another Beatles album. That was The Beatles with Help off the album Help. And 1966 is the first year that the Beatles only released one album, I believe. Is that that year? Yes. But Revolver is just a great album, so I'll let it slide. What happened in 1965? Race riots broke out in Watts, California. There was a massive blackout in the Northeast, including parts of Canada and the United States Northeast. The St. Louis Arch was completed at 630 feet tall. The Voting Rights Act was passed, guaranteeing African Americans the right to vote. The Gemini space program continues into 1965, laying the groundwork for an eventual manned mission to the moon. An estimated 51 tornadoes hit in six Midwestern states on April 13th. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led Civil Rights March in Alabama from Selma to Montgomery. Malcolm X was shot in New York. And Lyndon B. Johnson announces his program to create Medicare and to expand his war on poverty. The average cost for a gallon of gas went up 1 cent over the past year, up to 31 cents. Average monthly rent has increased up to $118. What a tragedy. And yeah, what a different time. Anyway, enjoy a little bit more of Walter Wanderley's Summer Samba, So Nice, unless you're in 1965, in which case groan at the elevator music. But if you weren't, it's kind of fun. I kind of like it, but I wasn't there.
but gold prevails. Colored ships with silver sails floating in my mind, and silver shackles bind with phosphorescent twine.
Morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
And thus, we wrap up 1966. And in addition to all that wonderful music, in 1966, the Miranda Rights came into being. And the U.S. Department of Transportation was created. The name miniskirt was first popularized and attributed. Batman, starring Adam West, debuted on ABC. And Star Trek debuted in September amidst all this wonderful music in 1966. The Soviet Union landed the first spacecraft on the moon. They'd crashed several into the moon before, but the first to make a soft landing occurred in February of 1966. Ronald Reagan entered politics, becoming governor of California. Oh, and back to moon news. NASA launched the first U.S. spacecraft to orbit the moon, the Lunar Orbiter 1. And there you have it, 1966 in a nutshell. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And a quick PSA, the support of a friend gives someone dealing with mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Health by the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council. And your friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio Station. I was one of these gear and review things that I was reading said that